five and one. Or some people say five, five, one, and three. Okay. I'm Alan, sex and love addict.
Alan.
Charlotte.
Alan.
I think you were there at one of my first meetings. Surely was. I can't believe it. In New York on 31st Street, it's where a lot of... I'm Alan, sex and love activist. So I came in to that meeting on 31st Street near Madison Square Garden, probably the church where sex recovery meetings first happened. Probably there were SA meetings there in the late 60s. And I came because on October 26, 2004, because I couldn't stop looking at porn, and I thought that was it. And since this is an artist in recovery meeting, I'll say, you know, I do put words on paper generally for a living and on screens, and I think it is a special challenge. My pattern was, I would try to write something, and I was on and off. I'd been working in places to write, and then at that time, I think I was freelance, so I was working at home a lot. And writing is hard, and so then I would think, well, I'll just watch some porn, and then I'll feel good enough to write. I'll calm the demons, and then I'll write some. So I would do that, and then, of course, the choice of which porn to watch would take me a couple hours to choose just the right thing. And then that one wasn't good enough, and then finally I'd do that, I'd finish, then I would feel kind of dismal, and I'd eat probably some Ben & Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie, sorry if that's triggering, and then I would, I'd feel so bad about that whole cycle, and I wish I had something to write that I'd watch more porn. And I have just something that's occurring to me is, you know, I have finished some really great writing projects in my life, and a lot of them I've had to leave the house to do. And I always say I'm not I don't masturbate in public. Not that there's anything wrong with that, although there is, but I don't masturbate in cafes, so that's the problem of working at home. And that actually continues to be a challenge, but I will say I have... Since I came into that meeting, and I think that was a men's meeting, the first one I came to, I have not looked at porn again. And I was, it goes back. It goes back to magazines. My mom had a high school friend who worked at that other magazine, the one with the letters. And I thought that was my main thing. I was also at that time was unhappily engaged to be married. And I thought, and my porn use was increasing because I wasn't feeling good about stuff. So I had one other thing I wanted to hit that I wanted to make sure to get to, and I guess I'll get there. I come in and I got one sponsor eventually, and I'll say something. Somebody at one of those first meetings that Charlotte was at, there's a guy named Kevin who I haven't seen in 20 years. Tall, handsome guy, probably my age now, and. He told me, I was complaining about that my partner at that time was ultimatuming me into marrying her. If you don't propose, we're breaking up. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to be out there again. Even though I didn't feel great about this situation, and I didn't know what to do, and she was rushing me along, and this guy Kevin said to me, it's the first month or two of my recovery, you can have as much time as you want. This was news to me. You're allowed to take as much time as you want. You don't have to be rushed into this. And so eventually I did break off that engagement, and she also moved to California eventually, and I had coffee with her, a year or two ago, and I'm glad I didn't marry her. She's a perfectly fine and intelligent person, and I still think all the things I thought then, not for me. you know. So I get a sponsor. I start, what's my time now? Just want to make sure. Oh, there we go. It's 21 years of recovery, and you know what time is. And you know, I spoke for 45 minutes at the Malibu retreat, and it wasn't enough time. And so it's hard to make choices, and I didn't have coffee this morning. But I am right now, you know, what happened was I've worked the steps. I'm working the steps again now. One thing about the steps that I'm working is I was doing step 9. I'm actually doing it in Al-Anon right now, but it's similar, of course. And I was thinking about this old story that I would tell about my orthodontia, my braces, and how my dad, for a while, was going in there, and they weren't tightening my braces for about 4 or 5 months because my dad wasn't paying the bill. And I didn't realize that, but that is what was happening. And for years, that story was about how, you know, unfairly and badly I was treated as a kid. And, you know, there was violence. There was a reason that I gravitated to the pile of porn. It worked for me. Alcohol didn't work as well. Mary Jane didn't work as well. But this stuff really did. And there were, you know, I actually went to Calabasas High, you know, right in the heart of I think there was a guy who worked in the porn industry who we shared a wall with. We would steal his blackberries. And they were fruit, not a device. And so this stuff worked. So I'm telling you a story about something else. My dad, who died about 11 or 12 years ago, lived in Marina del Rey, and his final wishes were that his ashes would be spread on the beach near girls in bikinis so he could look at them forever. So that's where I come from. And we did, the ashes didn't blow on anybody, but they were spread on the beach there. And I have not visited there very often, maybe not at all. I haven't really sat there and said my amends to him or, you know, really spent time there with him. And I was thinking about this orthodontia story. And the actual truth is I have really good teeth. There was a lot of money put in this mouth from dentistry and orthodontics. And, you know, my dad had financial problems, and he did the best he could. And that change, it's like very emotional. Like to reframe it, that these steps have allowed me to do, I don't need to nurse and suck and savor my resentment about this. I can change. And my mom, I took her to a doctor yesterday. She's having some health problems. She's 83. And my mom beat my head against the wall as a kid. There's a reason I needed this shit. My mom came from crazy. Like her sister was literally insane. The mom went to visit the daughter at a crazy house and took some kind of pill and crashed her car and killed herself. My mom's dad died young. There was violence. You know, so I see it and I feel for my mother now. You know, I understand. My brother who lives around here who, you know, has not come into the rooms. I don't know what's going on with him, but he's an asshole. You know, and I may be an asshole sometimes, but I at least have, I'm a recovered asshole who can have a little perspective. So I want to say that I've learned. I come across the way. So I went to a New Year's Eve party in Santa Monica, actually. I drove all the way from Silver Lake over to this godforsaken part of the world. And the restaurants are better there. The beach is better here. I understand. So and I met somebody, and I have that failed engagement. I have another failed engagement of 8 years that I stayed way too long, and that's part of my pattern. So I met a woman on New Year's Eve who I found quite charming, and yesterday I had it like dial her number and ask her out on a date. That's what I have a dating plan now, and I am as scared to make that call now initially as I was at 15 and 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And that some of that is like, oh, I'll just look at some porn, and then I'll be able to go to the party. I'll go, you know, I need to take the edge. And I haven't done that in 21 years, and I made that call. And I still feel like I'm putting my balls on the chopping block and handing somebody a cleaver. And yet but I divorced myself from the results. And that's part of my recovery. I take these chances. I still work creatively. I'm learning to take more and more chances in that field. And I am glad that I came in and saw Charlotte 21 years ago, and Ed and all those guys, all those people who were there, the late Ed. And I do not have everything. I'll wrap up. I do not have everything I want. I do still want to get married. I still want to have a kid at my elderly age now. But I'm glad I came so I can, forgive people and be a better person. Thanks. Mm-hmm.